Jamestown Committee considers changes to citywide cleanup. Jamestown Police Department slowly returning to normal operations. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The city of Jamestown will not be holding a citywide cleanup in 2021. Last year, the program was canceled due to flooding concerns and COVID-19. Sanitation Foreman Sean O'Neill reports that staff worked 14,000 hours collecting bulk items curbside in 2019 and cost an estimated $367,000 to the city.
So what we're proposing to do is do citywide cleanup this year by going curbside and picking everything up for everybody, thinking of opening extended hours for the baler, and that would be from like 8 to 6 o'clock, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday would just be our regular hours.
Councilmember David Steele reported that the city did not budget for citywide cleanup in 2020, citing the budget shortfall that Jamestown faced. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. The Jamestown Police Department is beginning to return to some normal operations this year. Assistant Police Chief Major Justin Blinsky informed the Jamestown Police and Fire Committee that the department was starting to get busy with the return of district court jury trials.
And so our officers are really bogged down with having a lot of subpoenas weekly with court trials trying to be caught up.
Major Blinsky says as it gets warmer, they'll also look to begin issuing junk notices in the city.
Because of the beautiful weather and nice snow on the ground, our officers are trying to take advantage and get out early and start issuing some junk notices. So we just encourage them to start spring cleaning early, hopefully with this beautiful weather.
And North Dakota's Republican-led Senate has killed legislation to legalize recreational marijuana in the state. Only 10 of the chamber's 47 senators voted for the measure Thursday. The bill passed the GOP-led House last month with a 56-38 vote for approval. Backers of the legislation said they wanted to get ahead of citizen-initiated efforts to legalize marijuana in North Dakota. That's a check of your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.